Parashas Emor Chamishi Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Gimel. Right, the Bar Hashem of Moshe Leimor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Chav Dal, Daber Abnei Yisrael Leimor, say to the Jews, speak to the Jewish people saying, B'chodesh HaShvi B'chal HaChodesh, on the first day of the seventh month, Yelachem Shabbason should be a day of rest for you. Sichron Terah, a mentioning of the shofar blasts, Mikra Kodesh, a calling of holiness. Rashi says, Zichron Terah, Zichron Pesukim Zichronos, a mentioning of the Pesukim of remembrances, and Pesuk Shofros, Lizkor Lachem, Akedesitzel, Shetachas, Shekar Tachas Ha'ayel, and the Pesukim of the Shofar that were mentioned to be remembrance of that case, Yitzchak, where Iran was in its place. Pesuk Chofei Chomelachas Avoda, Lo Sasu, any Avoda, which work of labor, do not do, Vekartem Yishel Hashem, you shall offer a fire offering to Hashem, Rashi says, Hamusafim Hamor Mechamash Pekudim, these are the most offerings mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. Pasuk Chav by the Meshim Moshe Leimor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying Pasuk Chav Zayin. However, Be'asor LaChodesh Hashvi Azeh on this month of the seventh month on the tenth day Yom HaKippurim Hu. It's a day of atonement. Mikodesh Yelachem, it should be a calling out of holiness for you. You should afflict yourselves. Yikraftem Yishel Hashem, and you should offer a fire offering to Hashem. Rashi says Ach Kol Achem Rakim Shabbatar. Anytime the Torah says the word Ach or Rak, but or only. New ultimate, they're excluding something. So what is it excluding here? Mechaper la'shavim, you know, mechaper al sheinam shavim. It's only the day only atones for people who repent, but it does not repent, or it does not have an atonement for those who do not repent. Pasuk chavchas v'chol malacha lo sa'asu be'atzmayam azeh. Do not do any work on this very day. Ki yom kippurim kippurim hu lechaper alechem. For it is a day of atonement to provide you atonement. Lefnei Hashem lokecham, before Hashem your God. Pasuk chavchas. Any soul who does not afflict on this day will not be afflicted on this day. Will be cut off from his people. Pasuk Lamed. Any soul who does any work on this day. I will destroy that soul from amongst its people. Rashi says, the Torah says, curse every place in the Torah. I don't know what the context of Karis means. It tells us, from this pasuk, it tells us that the nature of Karis is that it's total destruction. It is an eternal statute for your generations in all your dwelling places. Rashi says, the Torah repeats the Isser of doing Malacha many times to tell us to give more lavim for the Averis, or to tell us that the Isra isn't just on the day, but it's also at night. It is a day of resting, and you should afflict your souls. On the ninth of the month in the evening, from evening to evening, you should rest on your day of rest.